time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The president on Tuesday ousted his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, via Twitter. Trump plans to nominate CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace Tillerson as the nation's top diplomat. In a farewell address, Tillerson thanked career diplomats for their honesty and integrity and the American people for acts of kindness. He singled out Defense Secretary Jim Mattis for their partnership and mutual support of diplomacy. He notably did not thank Trump or praise his policies. He did, however, call out Russia.
Much work remains to establish a clear view of the nature of our future relationship with China. How shall we deal with one another over the next 50 years? And ensure a period of prosperity for all of our peoples, free of conflict between two very powerful nations. And much work remains to respond to the troubling behavior and actions on the part of the Russian government. Russia must assess carefully as to how its actions are in the best interest of the Russian people and of the world more broadly. Continuing on their current trajectory is likely to lead to greater isolation on their part, a situation which is not in anyone's interest.
The Republicans who control the House Intelligence Committee reached a verdict that there was no evidence of collusion, coordination, or conspiracy between Donald Trump's campaign and the Russian government during the 2016 election, and on Monday evening announced they were ending their investigation. On Tuesday, Ranking Member Adam Schiff announced the Democrats on the committee were releasing their own status report that laid out their case to continue the probe.
We are releasing this evening a 22-page status report on the investigation that sets out some of the key witnesses that the majority has been unwilling to bring in, the key documents they have been unwilling to ask for, the witnesses who have come before our committee and stonewalled on key questions, so that the public can see just how incomplete this effort was. Sadly, from a very early point in the investigation, the chairman made the decision that his mission was not to find out what Russia did, not to determine the role of U.S. persons, but rather to endeavor to distract the public, to put the government on trial. That problem persisted throughout our investigation and has led to its premature conclusion last night. But the work is too important to leave undone. In particular, the American people need to know whether the Russians still have something they can hold over the president's head, the president of the United States. So our work is far from done. And we will be submitting to the public a detailed account of what we have learned to date and the work that has to be done, if not by us, then by others, so that the country can be sure that its administration is acting in the best interest of the country and not because of leverage the Russians may have over the president of the United States.
On Tuesday, Donald Trump paid his first visit as president to California. He went to San Diego to examine prototypes for his border wall.
We're looking very much at the wall with some see-through capability on the other side and then solid concrete on top, or steel and concrete on top. The round piece that you see up here, or you see more clearly back there, the larger it is, the better it is, because it's very hard to get over the top. It's really deterrent from getting over the top. Who would think? But getting over the top is easy. These are like professional mountain climbers. They're incredible climbers. They can't climb some of these walls. Some of them they can. Those are the walls we're not using.
Trump also went to a fundraiser in Beverly Hills Tuesday night. On Wednesday morning, Connor Lamb was declared the apparent winner in the special election for Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district after the absentee ballots from Washington County were counted.
We are now declaring Connor Lamb, the Democrat, the apparent winner here in the 18th district of Pennsylvania. Basically, what you're looking at here is a 641 vote margin currently for Lamb district wide. And the reason he's just been declared the apparent winner in the last few minutes by NBC News has to do with Washington County. This is a Republican county. Traditionally, we waited and waited and waited and waited all night to get the absentee ballots from Washington County. We finally did. And what you actually saw here was that Connor Lamb won the absentee count in this district by 62 votes, plus 62 for Lamb. Again, that continued a trend we'd been seeing, the absentees favoring Lamb. It was Saccone's last sort of gasp hope in this thing. If you get a big number in the absentees, maybe he could have cut into Lamb's lead. What we're down to now here, and so far the Saccone campaign, we have to say they have not conceded as of this moment. What we're down to here and why we start getting into this apparent winner declaration is today still they will count the absentee ballots in Greene County. By far, the small smallest population in the district. And then beyond that, we're going to have military votes. I don't know, maybe about 75 of those, and provisional ballots. Low hundreds we're talking here.
On Wednesday, 1 month after the mass shooting at Parkland, Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, students across the country are walking out of their classrooms to protest gun violence. The national school walkout was scheduled to begin at 10 a.m. in every time zone and lasts for 17 minutes, a minute for each life lost in the shooting. Stephen Hawking, one of the most influential physicists of our time, has died at the age of 76. Since his early 20s, Hawking had lived with ALS. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.